I've had many life-changing lessons as a result of learning about Christian Science in this church. And one of the lessons that I'm grateful for tonight that I'd like to share is a lesson on how to deal with pressure. Now, this may seem a little strange, but for me, this was really a life-changing and wonderful lesson. When I first came to Plainfield many years ago, I was always very quick to give into other people pressuring me. Always wanted to please them. And I was constantly doing things under pressure, feeling pressured. And I never felt, I always felt yucky about it, because I often ended up doing things that, in hindsight, didn't really need to be done. And I often made lots of mistakes in doing these things where I had to retrace my steps and start all over. And I'm grateful that there was a practitioner in this church at the time who saw that and was able to help me see that I don't ever need to give in to that kind of pressure. And in fact, I'd better not give in to that kind of pressure if I want to be of any use to God. There's a statement in Science and Health that she gave me that states, "The angel visitant comes in the quiet of meekness." And I worked to keep my thought quiet and listening for God more and more. And that has made a huge difference in my life, for which I'm very grateful. And then there is, in our textbook, one statement in the entire textbook that has the word pressure in it. And that statement goes, "Christian scientists must live under the constant pressure of the apostolic command to come out from the material world and be separate." So there is a kind of pressure that we really do have to accept and live under. The pressure to come out from the material world and be separate. So I'm learning that when I feel pressure, I stop and ask God, "Is this pressure to come out from the material world and get closer to God? Or is this pressure to fall deeper into the material world and away from God?" And if it's the latter, I'm learning to say no. Just say no. And if it's the former, I'm learning to say yes and be obedient to it. I'm grateful that I don't succumb to the wrong kinds of pressures so often, that I don't make as many mistakes as a result of that, and I do more of the things that really do, in fact, need to be done, and I'm so grateful to be learning that in Christian Science in this church.